This episode is brought to you by our following sponsor.
I do not own the following song you're about to hear. All credit goes to MC Magic featuring Google and Lil Rob. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, today, I'm going to be reacting to Google featuring MC Magic featuring Lil Rob. Well, actually, it's actually an MC Magic track. And MC Magic, for those of you who don't know, he's a iconic Chicano rapper who started in NBA Riders. That's with a Z at the end. And, you know, just mention his name in LA and... the majority of people that live in LA are going to know. If not everyone there. You know, MC Magic is a legend when it comes to the Chicano rap. And also Lil Rob, you know, he's also during that same heyday as MC Magic. And I'm going to play just a few tracks so you could get an idea of, you know, what MC Magic and Lil Rob are all about. First off, we're going to check out Girl I Love You, a really iconic MC Magic track. And another iconic classic MC Magic track, Sexy Lady. That's one of my favorite Chicano rap songs. I mean, just the smooth love lyrics in that song. Oh, it gets me every time. And I'm not even in any relationship right now. But once I do get, you know, a chance to be with that special girl, I'm going to blast this song. And, you know, that's basically, oh, this one also. All My Life, I love this one. Yeah, and something very, what's the word I'm looking for? Recognizable about MC Magic is his production was the talk box. And the talk box is basically, it's an instrument that allows your voice to sound a little bit robotic, which was very famous from Zapp, a very iconic and legendary 80s funk band that used the talk box. That was basically their staple there. Their instrument of choice, and MC Magic is a huge fan of Zapp, and you know, a lot of also old school Chicano rappers, but he popularized it to the max. Now we're gonna check out some Lil Rob, and this is one of my favorite songs from him. It's well known, it's actually his most highest chart topping song, Summer Nights. This one blasted during the summer as you're cruising down your neighborhood. Oof, it's going to be a good one. And speaking of neighborhood, here's neighborhood music. And another very good one from Lil Rob. And it's also one of my other favorite ones. If I could find it here real quick. Whew. I can't seem to find it right now. Nope, I don't. It doesn't look like they have it here for some reason. That's strange. Could have sworn I saw it somewhere. Oh, well, here's California. California is also a good one from him. Yeah, so basically get that idea. They have very similar sounds, MC Magic and Lil Rob, as well as with a whole bunch of other early classic Chicano rappers, also like Mr. Criminal, Brown Boy, Mr. Capone, a very other famous Chicano rapper. And, of course, we can't forget Coco, which is a new artist from our generation. And I actually did another video, episode, about Coco featuring Clairo. And forgive me for those Clairo fans. In my last episode, I kept pronouncing her name Clairio. My bad. That's how I just thought her name was, like how it sounded. But here's Coco with Lo Que Siento. Man, I want to see Coco so bad. He's one of my favorite Latino artists right now in the game. Like, you know, he's representing us to the max. I love you, Coco. If you're listening to this podcast, which I'm pretty sure he's not, but if he ever does, if you're listening, man, dude, keep it up. You're amazing. And another good song from him, Lover Is a Day. And the one that I did, the episode of featuring Clairo, Drown. I actually saw Clairo in concert, and when she performed the song, man, I was singing from beginning to end, Coco's verse. Like, man, it's so good. And another one, Amor de Siempre. And CRV. If I ever get a car, because I don't have a car right now, but if I ever get a car, I'm going to get a CRV for the fact that, you know, Google's singing about a CRV. I mean, come on, simple. Picking up my homies in my CRV. Okay, so we're actually going to put the actual video of MC Magic featuring Coco and Lil Rob. The song is called Search. The one that actually told me about the song was my sister. She texted me because she's a huge fan of all these three artists as well. And, you know, we always tell each other when a new artist or when someone that we know releases a new album or single. And when she told me that all these three were together in one song, I was like, come on, I definitely have to make an episode about this. So this is MC Magic, Search, featuring Coco and Lil Rob. There's a music video as well. Right off the bat, just those iconic synths. When it comes to those Chicano rappers, that's another thing that they use in their songs. Heavy tones on the synths, on the high notes on the synths. Just to give it that, you know, West Side vibe. That's basically, when I think of the West Side, when it comes to hip hop, you can't go wrong with those synths. Oh, this is Coco. The beat already kicked in. Oh, MC Magic. I'm gonna pause it here because just watching the music video, man, I wasn't born in LA. I've been there a few times, but just the scenery, the places they're going and shooting the music video, the shots, you know, It reminds me of my childhood when I look at these images. Because we used to live right next to a liquor store in our first apartment. That was the first place we ever lived before we had to move. But we used to live near this liquor store. And me and my brothers would go there constantly, also my sister, buy some chips. And we used to get in trouble because I would like steal the chips. Man, before I knew that stealing was bad. Actually, I had an idea that it was not correct. But I was still kind of small, so I was like, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But we got kicked out, me and my brother. Well, actually, no, my brother got kicked out, my older brother. And he would tell me to go inside the store and buy him stuff. And sometimes I would forget what he wanted. So I would have to get the chips and go outside and tell him, is this what you wanted? And he was like, no, give me the other chips. So I would have to go back and forth and tell him. Man, but those were like good times. Yeah, because in the music video, if you guys recall from the beginning, a mom asked her son to go buy some bolillo. Bolillo. Man, my voice is cracking. I need to drink some water next time. Stay hydrated. Anyways. Yeah, so he went to the store, but as he's looking to the store to get some bread, he catches someone with his eye. A really beautiful woman. Now let's see what he's going to do to her, how he's going to approach her. Just the way how they use Spanglish in their songs, I love when artists do that, when they get to rap in English or sing it in English, no matter what. But at the same time, put in their own nationality when it comes to, for example, right now, Chicanos. Because not all Chicanos know how to speak Spanish, but the words that they do know, I love it when they put them in their lyrics. I love it when you tell the world that we belong together. Love songs and dedications are Lebeau forever. Keep your head up and always on your mind. Whenever you need somebody to love you, let me hold.
Oh, wait, let me go back. Is the girl the cashier? Hold up, let me check. Yeah, she is. That's cute. Beautiful verse by MC Magic. And Google's killing it with the chorus. Oh, the talk box. I was waiting for the talk box to come in. Oof. MC Magic knows how to use it just when it's necessary. It gives it a more emotional feel to it. Lil Rock. That reverb was nice. That's true. Nice, that was nice. And take it home, man. Take it home. Santa Monica. I've been there one time. It was really nice. The harmony was beautiful right there in that scene. He's gonna kiss her? Come on, kiss her, kiss her. Aww. Must have been the parent that interrupted. Yeah, don't worry, man. You'll get to her. So that was MC Magic Search featuring Google and Lil Rob. My thoughts. Well, first off, I was going to save this for the very end, what I'm going to tell you guys right now. Like I said earlier, Google is a new school artist. And MC Magic and Lil Rob, they're both considered, you know, old school Chicano rappers. And the fact that they get to collab together, man, it's just, it shows you that it doesn't matter how old the new artists have to be or how old the new art, the old artists have to be for them to, you know, interact with each other. I mean, it's nothing new. It's been done before. But this just shows me that the new school artists could show the old school. They could teach them stuff that's happening now in the music industry. And the old school artists could show them, you know, like little loops and shortcuts of how to do stuff. And, you know, with a better sound, better quality, and how to get your stuff out there. And, you know, they learn with each other from the past and present. And I mean, I just want more artists to do that. Especially when it comes to, you know, hip hop. Because nowadays, there tends to be like a lot of new school artists that don't really care about the old school. And Google is proving them wrong. They were like, no, we have to, you know, unite. Well, I'm not sure exactly how they, you know, contacted each other to make this track. But whoever did it, man, thank you for doing it. This song was really good. You know, production on point. The message, you know, it's a love song. Anyone could relate to a love song. And for those of you guys who don't know me, I'm kind of, you know, I get kind of sensitive. I'm a sensitive guy. I'm not afraid to admit it. If I see something sad, I'll cry. If I see something that, you know, is emotional, it's gonna, you know, get me in my feels. And this song, you know, it's a very lovely song. Put this on when you get the right girl, the right guy, and just enjoy, you know, your juventud, your youth, when it comes to, you know, special moments like that, you know, dating. You know, I'm still, you know, looking for someone, ladies, I'm available. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm not too focused on that right now. But yeah, overall, the song in general, I'll give it an 8. It was a really, really cool song that maybe, hopefully, they could make a whole album. I know it sounds kind of crazy. Maybe an EP, but something short, you know, like 6-5 songs featuring not only Google, Lil Rob, and MC Magic, but I want to see like other artists too. Let's see, who else will be good? I'll say Mr. Capone. And who else? My mind went on a blank right now. Let me check right now. Other artists that could collaborate. Oh, Damarias. Damarias will be nice. No Vacation, Boy Pablo. Yeah, any like of these new school artists will do just good and just right with the old school, because, you know, they share a lot of similarities that could, you know, make them teach other young artists out there that doesn't matter what they listen to, as long as they put out what they love and enjoy. Doesn't matter if it's new stuff or old stuff. It's going to sound great. So don't be afraid to experiment. And that's clearly what Google, MC Magic, and Lil Rob demonstrated on this song. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Mixed Genre. I hope you guys really enjoyed it as much as I did. And that's basically it. I'm going to leave it here. I'm Fernando Lopez saying have a fantastic day. You know, man.